Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Caught today for a 25-year-old man who allegedly evaded police for over 80 kilometres in Perth's north overnight. Police spotted the alleged stolen Commodore on the freeway in Osborne Park around 6 p.m. Air Wing and police units following the vehicle to Gingin. A 21-year-old passenger is assisting police. The chief bomb maker in the 2002 Bali bombings has been released from an Indonesian prison. 52-year-old Umar Patik released 12 years into a 20-year sentence. 88 Australians were killed in the attack. West Aussies are leaving the work-from-home lifestyle behind, leading the nation in return-to-work rates. The Perth CBD faster than any other capital in Australia to see workers head back to the office after COVID, with an 80% occupancy return. Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis describing it as a big win.
It's a great victory for Perth. It's a victory for positivity, a victory for teamwork, and it's a victory for celebrating our city and all of the reasons to be in it and not at home.
The skies over Perth and the southwest put on an incredible light show last night. Around 250,000 lightning strikes in just a few hours. Perth avoided any rain, but Jess Lingard from the Weather Bureau says there was plenty of strikes.
We did see over 250,000 lightning strikes last night, and about 40 or 50,000 of those were around the southern parts of the metro area.
Overseas, Volodymyr Zelensky has been named Times Person of the Year. In sport, Leighton Hewitt and Sam Stosur will co-captain Australia at a new mixed teams tournament ahead of next year's Australian Open. The United Cup will feature 18 countries in events across Sydney, Brisbane and Perth. Stosur telling Seven it's a great initiative.
It's full equal prize money, men and women, so we all love playing in team events and we just don't get too many opportunities.
And our Aussie cricketers to take on the West Indies in the day-night test in Adelaide today. Steve Smith set to captain the side, with Pat Cummins still nursing that quad strain.